Now, it's time for the Cromwell Radio Football Fridays pregame show.
The jerseys are clean, the weather is cooler, and it's time for high school football action. That's right, first week of the season. Eric Fry here on the Cromwell Radio pregame show, joined by Todd Stapleton and Lane Bilkham, and we'll have a look at all of the area action tonight, starting with Todd Stapleton.
Hi, I'm Todd Stapleton with a preview for the South Central Conference here in week number one here on Cromwell Radio. We'll start off with the Vandals game. They are at Gillespie to take on the Miners in week one. For the Vandals, they are coming off an 8-2 season a year ago. They went 8-1 and won a share of the conference. Vandals do bring back a lot of experience from last year's team, but Vandals coach Jason Clay says sometimes that can lead to some complacency.
Experience doesn't necessarily equal success. I mean, I'm a firm believer in that if you're going to be successful, you got to put in the time, you got to put in the work, and it's not just lip service, you have to do it. It doesn't matter how talented you are, you're going to hit a point where talent's not going to carry you through. So you have to put in the work. Experience is great because guys are more predictable what they're going to do in different situations because they've been there before. And they should play with confidence and poise, you know. But first game's first game. Some weird stuff usually happens, so you just got to kind of keep your poise and play smart, take care of the football, and not turn the football over, those old football cliches.
The Vandals defeated Gillespie a year ago, but it was by 1 point at home. Two teams will play this Friday night. You can catch that game on 107.1 FM WKRV. It'll also be available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com. Some of the other games in the South Central Conference. Two playoff teams from a year ago will match up in two other games. Carlinville, coming off an 8-1 year in the regular season last year, they will be at Hillsboro. Hillsboro went 6-3 a year ago. Pano will be at Greenville in week one. Paintner coming off an 8-1 regular season a year ago. Greenville went 5-4 to get into the playoffs in the regular season last year. Some of the other matchups, Litchfield will be at Staunton. Piesaw Southwestern will be at Roxana in week one for the South Central Conference. That's a look at the South Central Conference in week number one here for the Cromwell Radio Group. I'm Todd Stapleton.
Thank you, Todd. Now we'll go to Effingham. Effingham, they traveled to Breeze Notre Dame. When you talk about Effingham Hearts football this year, it's all going to be balanced on the rushing attack of Terrence Hill. Ran the ball very well last year. They'll try to do it again this year as well as they head to Breeze Modern Day. That game can be heard on 105.5, 100.5 Jack FM. In other action here, Cumberland, they traveled to Decatur Lutheran. Pirates made the playoffs last year, but they started off 0-3 on the season. We'll try to work on that a little bit more this year. They are losing a lot of seniors, including starting quarterback Brody Donsbach. However, Gabe Hatfield ready to go at quarterback. He was out a lot last year. He had a broken collarbone, but he is back this year, as well as Tyson McGee, Ryan Yaw. So the Cumberland offensive attack will look to take it to Decatur Lutheran here tonight. That game starts at 7 o'clock on WCRA 1090 AM, as well as 96.3 and 99.5 FM. Now we'll look at the games in the northern part of the area, and for that, we go to Lane Blickham.
All right, thank you very much. We will start with the Mattoon Green Wave. They'll be on the road tonight in Troy, taking on the Triad Knights. Mattoon head coach Troy Johnson had a 5-4 team last year. Of course, that made them playoff eligible, but they narrowly missed a postseason bid based on playoff points. So Mattoon would like to put themselves in a more solid position this year, but the early part of their schedule, as always, is tough. They'll play Triad tonight. Triad went 7-4 a year ago. They'll host Muskoda in week two and then make their first trip as an Apollo Conference member to Lincoln in week three on September 8th, and then, of course, the Coles County clash in week four with Charleston. But first things first, road game tonight in Troy against the Triad Knights for Mattoon, which went 5-4 a year ago. You can hear Mattoon and Triad on 101.3 WMCI, MyRadioLink.com, and the MyRadioLink mobile app. The Charleston Trojans got off to a good start last year. Their schedule is a rather difficult one to start this particular season. Head coach Tyler Hanner had a 3-6 campaign a year ago. Charleston will start this season with a road game at Canton. The Little Giants went 10-3 last year. Yeah, they were a Final Four contender in their class under head coach Cody Myers. So 10-3 Canton will be at home for 3-6 a year ago Charleston. You can hear that game on Victory 103.9, MyRadioLink.com, and the MyRadioLink mobile app. The Tri-County Titans have third year now head coach Casey Pinnell. They'll start this season in Arthur against Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond. I asked Coach Pinnell about going into week number one. Is it more about what you have, or is it game planning for what the other team might have for you?
Obviously, we prepare for what we think they're going to do. I think, but more of it is to see which one of our guys are going to step up and make plays. I think we've got more questions for ourselves than we do for them. You know, we kind of sort of have an idea of, you know, they got some really good skill guys coming back. We know that. But, you know, I think for us and our group, it's going to be a big question of, you know, who are our playmakers? Who are our guys that are going to fill those holes? And, you know, we lost a 1,000-yard rusher, and we lost a wide receiver that broke every record that Tri-County has. Who's going to be the guys that are going to step up and fill that role? So I think for us, you know, it's about answering questions about ourselves.
Tri-County head coach Casey Pinnell as he enters his third season at the helm of the Titans. Tri-County at Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond. You can hear that one tonight on 92.1 The Axe, MyRadioLink.com, and the MyRadioLink mobile app. Other games from up this direction will feature Tuscola against Clifton Central. Shelbyville goes to Pawnee. Sullivan matches up with South Fork. Arcola will host Central A&M in an intriguing Week 1 non-conference game. And Villa Grove Heritage will take on Clinton. We're ready to get the high school football season underway, guys. I'm Lane Blickham for the Cromwell Radio Group pregame show.
Thanks, Lane. Now we'll look at some other action going on in the area. Starting in the Little Illini Conference, Red Hill will travel to Robinson. Casey, they head to Paris to open the season. Flora travels to Marshall, which should be an intriguing matchup. And Lawrenceville, they're at Olney. Newton travels to Georgetown. In the Apollo Conference, Lincoln, they head to Macomb. Lincoln, a new team in the Apollo Conference. Muhammad Seymour, another new team in the Apollo, they travel to Washington. Mount Zion takes on Bartonville Limestone, and Taylorville travels to Mount Vernon. Finally, in the Central Illinois Conference, Decatur St. Teresa, they take on Downs Tri-Valley, which should be a great matchup. Decatur St. Teresa was 12-2 last year. Downs was 10-1. Shelbyville, they head to Pawnee. Sullivan, Okaw Valley takes on Kincaid South Fork, and Tuscola takes on Clifton. That'll do it for the Cromwell Radio Football Friday pregame show. For Todd Stapleton, Lane Blickham, I'm Eric Fry, saying enjoy all the great high school football action here tonight.